Right now on Life, you're hearing Jordan Jansen's new song, Kindness. Plus, Jordan has had some cool adventures since going solo. Jordan Jansen, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Jordan, we were all living vicariously through you when you were on stage with Newsboys doing something pretty awesome. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so we've had the privilege of being on the road with them since May. So we've been, I think we've done almost like 50-some shows together.
Wow.
And we have a few more left, but coming, we go to the end of November. But every night they do this thing where they play a little bit of the DC Talk song, Jesus Freak. And they bring somebody up on stage to do the rap. So since the first day, I mean, I grew up listening to DC Talk and the Newsboys, big fan. And so there was talk that one of us in the band should get up there at some point. And I was like, I'm ready to do it today. And so finally, after a couple months into the tour, I kept asking the question. They're like, okay, tonight's the night. So I got up right in the front row because one of their guys picks somebody from the audience. So I got in the front row and stood right up on the chair, and I was waving my arms, and they picked me. And so I got to go up there and do the first verse rap of Jesus Freak, which was pretty special.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I think I did a pretty good job.
I think you did too. I mean, if you know it, you know it. And I mean, were you worried that with all the pressure of being there that you might forget the words?
I did, yeah. Honestly, the thought I had as I was on stage, because Michael Tate sings the first verse of the song and then it goes to the rap in the second part, and I thought to myself, this is your one shot to do this. You can't mess it up. This is not happening again. And so I was a little bit nervous, so before I got on stage, I pulled up the lyrics so I could go and just do them one last time.
Of course.
And I got them.
Hey, nailed it, yes. Man, that is pretty awesome. Well, you're enjoying your time out on tour, and we're enjoying playing some of your new music. Could you tell us a little bit about the song, Kindness?
Yeah, for sure. And then thank you for saying that, and thank you for playing it. It is a song that just this whole season of releasing music as a solo artist has been really interesting. I've been trying to just lean a little bit more into my own life and pull from my own experiences and have that influence what the songs say. And so for this song just really speaks to perspective and how sometimes we don't always have the perspective that God has when we go through different circumstances and trials and difficulties in our life. And oftentimes in my own life, when I look back and I have gained a little bit more perspective, I can see that His heart for me is kind. And even though sometimes I wouldn't choose the things that are happening and I wouldn't do it the way that it unfolds, that doesn't mean that He's not a part of it. Mm-hmm. And so that's just really what the song speaks to, this reminder that though we can kind of, I think, just feel a little deflated sometimes or confused about what's happening, that that He has His pulse very much on our lives, and that His heart for us is good and He is kind.
Mm, it does go back to that question that a lot of people think about, is like, if God is good, why are these things happening, right? And we question ourselves in those times.
Yeah, totally. And honestly, I feel like it is just a bit messy. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. We've been touring down south, and so we've been seeing some of the hurricane devastation. A lot of those things don't necessarily make sense, but I think that what we tend to associate bad things with is God's character, and I just don't think that necessarily equals Him not caring for us or loving us, which is an interesting thing to process.
In making a video for any song that you're releasing to radio, I mean, that can be a big production, but you went about this video a little bit differently. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we were trying to get creative. I mean, we live in a world where you're always trying to do something that can kind of hit on social media and get people's attention. So there's always that thought process. But one of the things that is just true for my life and my journey here is that our community that I grew up in, this southern Manitoba area, has been a huge part of our journey. And so I really wanted to do something that included the people that are just a big part of our lives and our story. And so we played at our local festival called the Harvest Fest in Winkler. And so we had this idea. I was talking with John Steingard, who is formerly of Hawk Nelson and has made a bunch of videos for us in the past.
Yeah.
And he kind of had the brainchild idea of like, hey, why don't we get everybody else involved and have them shoot the music video? And so, again, it's kind of that whole perspective thing that the song is speaking to. It's just a cool way to be able to pull in different perspectives. And so we kind of like were talking to our family, like, hey, can you make sure you bring your phones? Because the thought was that we're going to have people shoot the video. When we play the song, everybody just turns their camera on, and then we'll get the footage after and put it together. And so we were talking to family, like, can we just make sure we're ready for this, just in case it goes wrong? And then we ended up having over 300 submissions, so it's pretty cool to be able to piece it together and just have that different perspective.
The song is called Kindness. We'll post the video on our Life Facebook page. Check it out. Jordan Jansen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate you.